Eric?
Yes?
Remember last week you were talking about the prayer, and Chris was asking you about all the names in the prayer, the universal prayer?
But Chris has left, no?
No, he's left, but I want to tell you this. We had a sister, I had a friend come from Pune. She's a nun, Sacred Heart nun. And she came for one night, and she came up the hill for darshan. And And she, we got up there just in time for arti. The very first thing was the prayer. And her very first response to anything was, I love that prayer. She said, you know, she's from Sophia College in Bombay. She said, we're always looking for a prayer that includes everything because we have Muslims, we have Parsis, we have Hindus. She said, I love this prayer. This is wonderful. Just all inclusive. So she took her copy back with her. She lives in Pune, but she knows all those people.
Good.
In Sophia, so maybe they'll end up saying it.
That's wild.
Her name is Horsi or something. Horsi or
Horsi.
Horsi or Horsi?
Horsi, that's a horse. Horsi.
Horsi.
Yeah.
But there's no R in it, no?
Yes, H-O-R-S-E-Y, Horsi.
Oh, I see. Well, then she has started galloping them.
At the Baba Center in Myrtle Beach, Jenny smells all times. She gets lots of nuns. They come like in herds. My grandmother went to the Baba Center. You know my Italian grandmother?
Yeah.
You know, you've heard so much over the years about, you know, she's so stubborn and in a way sad, but she, 2 years ago, she and my father and one of my uncles, they all came to the center. And they all met Kitty, and, you know, I'm thinking in my mind, oh my God, and this old Italian Roman Catholic currently runs in Kitty, what's going to happen, you know, kind of explosion. And they just, like, went together like melted butter. All of a sudden, my grandmother and Kitty and the rest of us were just kind of out of the picture. You know? And then Kitty was telling, oh yes, we just had a whole bunch of nuns here recently, you know, she's telling me we got to talking all about that. Just a really totally natural thing, you know? Incredible. Mind-blowing.
Yeah.
You know, there was a girl not too long ago that came to Kitty's house. This might have been a year. She was a student of Richie Bloom's. And she was raising money by selling some sort of a product, I'm not quite sure, for her college. She wasn't a bottle opener. She knocked on Kitty's office door. Kitty said, yes, yes, come in. And before she knew it, Kitty said, sit down. Kitty thought she was one of the bottle openers. And the girl had 40 minutes almost with Kitty, telling her about Baba and the conscious with her, and telling her what would please Baba. And that's how this girl found out about Baba. She's never heard about Baba until she's met Kitty. I don't know if she is or not, but she has a very fond memory of Kitty and a fond feeling for Baba. She told Richie Bloom, because he was her professor in college, about how she had heard about Baba. I'm not sure if she sold anything to Kitty or not. Secondary issue.
Kitty was doing the selling.
Well, you have to learn lessons from Kitty. Never hesitate to bring his name to the ears of people when the opportunity arises.
She found Kitty very interested in her life. What are you doing? She was in college and how it all is. Kitty was so encouraging. She was really touched by Kitty.
Yeah. Come on, don't let it suffer. Bring it out here. Come on.
Take it out.
Why do you feel like that all the time?
Oh, they're amazing. Here, use this. This works.
It's not a bug, it's a worm.
I was a millipede.
Or it's a camper.
A millipede.
One of my incarnations in the previous day. Okay, who has a good story now? Yeah, what's that, John? How many Johns are here?
Erish, Mira just left, but she has a boyfriend at high school that he wants to come here next year. And he's in a band. He has a musical band.
Yeah.
And one of the boys in the band was interested in Baba. He saw the photograph and he said, "I like this photograph." And he wanted a Baba card, and so Mara gave him a Baba card. And he put it up in his room. He lived in an apartment. And about 3 or 4 months ago, there was a fire. And the apartment building burned down. And 4 people died in the apartment building that were living with this boy. And this boy, when the fire happened, he found his way somehow out of the building, and whereas all the other people died. And in the newspaper the next day, they talked a lot about this tragedy and everything. And then they interviewed the boy, and they said, "Well, how did you happen to get out of there?" And he said, "I don't know. He said, I just found my way down and, you know, saw the opening and went out." He evidently, when he saw Mira the next day, he asked her for another Baba card. The one that burned up in the fire. But he must have made some connection, because he definitely wanted another Baba card.
Good. Where did the fire take place? Which place?
Just outside of Myrtle Beach.
Oh.
About 10 miles from the center.
Hmm.
Did he lose his family?
No, he was living with other, you know, like 18, 21-year-old people.
Oh, okay.
And they all died.
Me too. Are you talking tiny
man? My dog.
Oh, your dog.
Norina, you never told us this story.
I don't have any.
Huh?
I don't have any.
You're not living there. What did you say?
I don't have any.
No, this story. You must have heard.
Well, I didn't know about the Baba fire, but I knew about the fire.
Fire.
You knew the
what? No, but a lot of my friends did.
John Cage's last day. Well, it's not his last day, but the last time he had.
He's leaving Saturday morning.
He really has a way with words, doesn't he? He should be a salesman. What a glib tongue.
It's your last day.
Right.
Welcome
back,
John.
John.
So that means you have to tell a story.
Yeah.
Oh, it's okay.
It's your last day.
Look, there's one of those greens. Those are great. Oh, I can't wait for this.
That's the only dreams like that I can think of.
What was the dream?
No, I told them last Saturday.
Yeah. I've never heard of anyone, though, coming out of a Baba dream, shaking somebody,
yeah,
and then going back into the dream. I mean, that's just
a good one.
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
There was so much bliss in Baba's presence in that dream. Oh. I mean, if I think back to the dream, I can even just start to feel it again. That was a long time ago.